Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I'm passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about the top three businesses I love for women entrepreneurs. Over the years, I've started multiple types of businesses, all the way from when I first started my business as a daycare center out of my home. I was babysitting other kids even before I had my own kids. And that was my first business that I started as what I would call an entrepreneur. And I was just 18 years old. I had just gotten married and it was my very first business. And then all the way to today, where now I am a business coach, I'm a real estate investor, and I've started a few other businesses between there. But I'm going to tell you about the criteria that I choose when I am thinking about starting a business. So number one, the criteria for choosing a business to start is I want to look for what I call a high time value model. And so when we think about trading dollars for time, it's what creates a limiting factor when we're starting a business. And so if you're creating a business where the capacity that you have to create income is limited by the hours that you have in a day, then you're trading dollars for time. And that's essentially what we do in a W-2 job, right? So a lot of the women entrepreneurs I talk to are getting their business going, but they're still balancing a W-2 job. And even if you're on salary, there's only a certain amount of money that you can make within the hours of the week. And so I look for something that creates high time value. And so if you think about it, if you are earning $25 an hour, 20 hours a week, over the course of a year, if you worked 50 weeks in a year, 25 times 20 times 50 is $25,000. So that's your maximum capacity to create income at $25 an hour. Now, what if you were capable of creating $1,000 an hour from your time or more, right? $1,000 an hour at 20 hours a week times 50 weeks in a year is $1 million. And so I want to do as much as possible in a business to make it so that when I am working on my business, working in my business, working on my business, that I'm capable of generating closer to $1,000 an hour or more. Okay. So that's criteria number one, is high time value. Number two is I want something that takes pretty low capital to start. I've never really been in a position when I'm starting a business where I'm just sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars of capital in order to get started. Now, some of you may be in that situation. Good on you. You're going to have a much easier go of it. But I always look for something that I could start from essentially nothing but the brilliance in my head and a few key tools, right? Okay, so that's number two, is it's a low capital to start. Number three is it is scalable. I do not want to be limited by the number of hours that I have available to how much money I can make. And so it needs to be something that's scalable, that where I can leverage, I can bring other people in if I need to, but I don't want to have to hire right away. Right? I don't want to have a bunch of capital to hire right away. I want it to be scalable and flexible, something that I can grow, but that is not limited by my own personal capacity. Okay, so that's the criteria that I use. So what are the top three businesses that I've found for women entrepreneurs that I just love? Number one, some of you may have guessed this. If you know me, you know that I am a real estate investor, and I love real estate investing for a number of reasons. But for me, it meets all of those criteria. It's a high time value model. You can get started with pretty low capital, and it is scalable. And so if I think about over the years, like probably one of the easiest $10,000 checks that I ever made was when I did a wholesale deal. And I was able to get a referral to a property that we got under contract. And then I found someone that was wanting to buy it. And all I did was to facilitate the getting it under contract and then assigning that contract. And so that was part of our real estate investing business, is creating income from wholesaling. We also have flipped several properties. That's a longer term play. It takes a little bit longer than just a wholesale deal to be able to generate income from that. But it's a high value of time per hour that we're working on it because we have the profit margin available on a high ticket sale item, which would be real estate. I also like rental properties. Now, rental properties, I don't suggest you get into rentals unless you have capital, which doesn't meet my criteria for needing low capital, but you can always get into real estate with a partner, with a someone who can bring capital to a deal. You can do a joint venture partnership in order to get started in holding onto properties or flips or whatever it is. And so those are all possible. When I got started in real estate, I only had about $30,000. And, but I got to tell you, I would have been able to figure it out even if I didn't have those funds available, because there are ways to get creative. We can do seller financing and stuff like that. All right. So that's one of the three businesses is real estate investing. And y'all know I'm a real estate investor. And so that's one that I do also recommend. Number two is one you may not have been thinking of, but it is a consultant. And so when I say consultant, I'm talking about in a specialized industry using repeatable systems. So when I started my branding agency, my advertising agency, there was a lot of work that we did that was hourly type work. We would estimate a project based on the number of hours of each team member that were involved. And so that doesn't necessarily meet the criteria, but a couple of key things that we would sell in our agency that were less typical probably than what I would see other digital agencies doing was we would do a strategic marketing plan. And we would do sales processes and scripts. And the reason that I loved to include those in a proposal to a client is because those were very high leverage deliverables. Because once you have created a strategic document, such as a strategic plan, a strategic marketing plan, sales processes and scripts, something else that you are able to take what you've written and then customize it or repurpose it and then deliver it to a new client in customized to them, that creates leverage. So basically you present an opportunity to someone saying, hey, I'm going to create a strategic plan for you. And then once you've created it for one client, you get paid to create it. And then you go and find another client who needs something similar. You walk them through a process intake of information in order to customize that strategic document. And then you can deliver it at full price to that second client, third client, fourth client, 100th client. Do you see where I'm going with this? So it creates leverage. You still need to market and to do sales, but the customization of it is much more minimal than creating something from scratch every time, which is what a lot of people who are doing a done-for-you service like agency services would be doing. And so the number three business that I love for women entrepreneurs is coaching. So I am a business coach for the last decade, but the thing that I love best is group coaching. And the reason I love group coaching is because it gives you the high time value model. It is very low capital to get started and it is scalable. So you're not limited by how many hours that you have in a week available to sell one-to-one coaching. You're able to add as many people as possible to your group coaching program or to your mastermind. And so this is a very good business model if you're trying to figure out what is something that I could do that would give me unlimited earning potential. These are three businesses that meet those criteria. And so for me, part of why I love coaching is even more than real estate, even more than consulting or running my ad agency that I had. The coaching for me is about my purpose. It's about stepping into my life's purpose to be able to serve the world in the way that I know that I'm created to be able to serve at a high level. And the Japanese have a word for this called ikigai. And ikigai is the Japanese term that means a reason for being. And so what they say is that the ikigai is where what you love, what you are good at, and what you can make money doing intersects with what the world needs today. And so when you can find the thing that you love doing, that you are good at, that you can also make money doing, that is relevant and what the world needs right now, that becomes your reason for being. And the more that you can step into that purpose and that passion, the more fulfillment you're going to have in your life. And most of us, when we're starting a business, we're focused on either we want to create time freedom or we want to create financial freedom. But there's a third piece. When you start to get the time freedom figured out and the financial freedom, the fulfillment is what really comes into play, because you don't want to work really hard and build a business and then look up one day and say, is this all there is? Why did I do this? This isn't fulfilling me at the level that I see myself making a contribution to the world. And so this is what I love about coaching, is because when we're coaching, it's all about helping people to create a transformation in their life, to create a change in their life that is going to help them for the better. And so what I do with my students when I'm teaching people how to create their own coaching programs is I walk them through a series of steps where I help them identify what is their ikigai, what is their reason for being, what is the thing that they are best at, the thing they're passionate about, that they're good at, that they can be paid for and that the world needs as it pertains to a coaching program. What would that look like for you if you were able to identify from your previous experience in your life, in your career, from education that you've had, and say, what is the thing that I've figured out that I could reach a hand and pull someone forward into the future to be able to shortcut their success, to be able to get where I'm at today? And I got to tell you, some of us think, well, someday when I'm successful, I can help other people be successful. But I've got to tell you, there is something that you do successfully that you could help other people to do. You don't have to have it all figured out in all areas of your life. You just have to be a few steps ahead of others in an area that matters to them. And so maybe you figured out something about parenting. Maybe you figured out something about setting boundaries with your in-laws, right? Maybe you've figured out something about eating healthy and getting active or having good life mental health balance. Or maybe you figured out something in business that you know if other people had this secret, they could shortcut their success. Because a lot of us who are coaches, we often either learn something the hard way, or we were struggling and then we found a mentor that helped guide us to the next step. And the mistakes that we made along the way, or that our mentor helped us to also avoid, we're now able to take our story and be able to couple that with the steps in the process that we've learned. And so I help you map out exactly what are the steps that someone would need to go through in order to achieve a similar result to what you have. And that's what people are looking for, right? And people are investing in themselves in really powerful ways. We're seeing a lot less movement towards traditional universities to be able to learn the things we need to learn to be successful in life. If you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, by all means, go and get that degree. But in today's world, a lot less people are going back to school, and instead they're looking for a coach who can teach them a skill that they need in order to be successful. We're looking for people to give us advice and guidance, to have the relationships that we want, to have the spiritual connectedness, to have the health and the fitness and all of the things that are important to us in our life that we want to have happen. We look for guides today. We look for recommendations from gurus and from mentors. And we want to know that we're receiving that information from someone who understands where we have been. And so if you woke up today and you have a charmed life and nothing has ever gone wrong for you, and there's no lessons that you've had to learn from, well, good on you. But for most of us, we're dealing with things in our life that we need guidance to be able to help us through. And so if you can be the one who can help people on their journey towards a better future, towards the relationships they want, the health that they want, the wealth that they want, in some way, then maybe being a coach is something for you to consider. And so I want to encourage you today to think about what is your purpose and how can you create a business that is of high leverage, that creates the income that you want, that possibly could even feed one of your other businesses. And when I say that, I mean, you know, when I started my coaching business, I was having all of this success with real estate investing. But with success in real estate investing means you're buying more properties and expenses are going up and you're trying to figure out how am I going to buy more properties and pay for all these things. And we wanted to be able to hold on to properties to create long-term wealth. And so our long-term wealth building strategy is real estate. However, our short-term cash flow income strategy is coaching, having a coaching business. And like I said, I've been a business coach for over a decade, but the model that I like best is group coaching. And if that's something that you're interested in, I would love for you to reach out to me. Drop me a line at andreaengstrom.com if you want to chat about what is your ikigai? What is your potential path for coaching success? I can help you think about that. I can also tell you, like, I'll be straight up with you if I'm like, hey, I don't think this is for you. I'll be totally straight with you about it. But for most of the women that I talk to that reach out to me who are interested in having a coaching program, there is something that you have learned that is of value and that is a way that you can serve the world. So reach out to me, drop me a line on at andreaengstrom.com. And by the way, if you want support on your journey to grow any of your businesses, then I want to encourage you to register for my next workshop for women entrepreneurs. You can grab a ticket at andreaengstrom.com. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, you can join my free Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies for clarity, confidence, and powerful connections so that you can build the life you desire and the business that you truly deserve. And so grab your spot in my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood. Now, today there's one last thing that I want to leave you with. And it's a concept that I think is super powerful. So no matter what kind of business you already have, and you're like, Andrea, I don't know what to do because I already have a business and it's not in any of those types of industries. How do I make my business more profitable? How can I take what I've learned about criteria for a business and maybe make my business more aligned with one of those models? Well, I have good news for you. There's a concept called vertical integration, where the question we ask is, what can you offer your existing customers or clients or patients or guests that provides high leverage? If you provide a service, like bookkeeping, for example, can you offer a strategic component like a consultant would? Or can you invite clients to a group coaching program that helps them be successful and maybe gives them a community to be a part of? If they're all your clients and you're doing the work for them, could you invite them all together and create a program that is for them? And so that's vertical integration. It's like figuring out what is a high value service that I could provide my existing clients or customers, even if you are trading dollars for hours right now. How can you start to tweak your model so that you add a consulting strategic element or a coaching element to what you are doing? If you have this question in your business, I'd love to talk to you about it. I can probably help you think through that in a creative way. Now, if we're thinking about, if you're like, Andrea, what do I do in my real estate investing business that creates even more leverage? In my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, we talk about all different types of businesses and how to increase your profitability in any type of business that you have. And so grab your ticket for my next event. You can grab it at andreaengstrom.com and we'll address that in my next workshop. I hope to see you there. Thanks so much for joining me on the Andrea Engstrom Show. Have a great week.